Praise Radio, and I am here with Miss Livia, who's going to be your host today. I just want to officially welcome Imbogoto. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be lit. Welcome to the show, Heel Strings and Talk. It's 4:04 p.m. South African time. Guess what? It's the afternoon. It's wonderful. We are celebrating. If you are driving, you are stuck in traffic. Askies, I'm sorry. Look, we're going to be with you in traffic. We're going to be with you wherever you are. You might be lying in hospital. You might be in prison. Wherever you are, I just want to say welcome to the show. It's By the Grace Radio. You can interact with us. Feel welcome today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us celebrate. And then after this, you're going to hear the most beautiful voice. Your voice, your God. This lady is great. Listen to her when she laughs. Oh, how great is she? Woman of God, welcome. How are you?
Thank you so much, Fendisi. Thank you so much. I'm doing great. And how
yes, her name is Mercy, the Queen to the airwaves. How great it is to have her in the studio. She traveled about almost 500 kilometers just to be here with us live on the studio. It's By the Grace Radio. And feel welcome. Sit down, grab some Coca-Cola, not some fake Coca, eh? Yeah. Some great Coca-Cola, put some ice on it, eh? No cannabis on there, eh? And just enjoy. Let us dance, let us celebrate. It's going to be hot, it's going to be lit, it's going to be awesome. By the Grace Radio, and you are listening to your co-host Patrick Ndebele. I'm here with the Queen of the Airways. I'm here with Mercy Livia, and we're standing on our feet. We're celebrating. We are shouting the name of Jesus. We say, hey!
Thank you, Pastor Pat, for welcoming me to the show. And I thank you all for listening today. We're going to be talking music and then how important is music in our lives. And which music do you like? What genre do you like to listen to? And what influence that is, does it have in your life? So we are live right now in studio. Stay tuned. We are going to take one song and then we're just going to get back to you.
Arrivederci.
By the Grace Radio, and it's 4:13 Central African time. It's the afternoon, and if you are heading to the traffic or you are stuck in the traffic, just move a little bit. But we're going to call you Sheikh Hanyane.
Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
I am with Brother Kokejo, who happens to be the gospel comedian, and I also have in the studio the worshipper, the woman of God, the evangelist. I have Ceci Livia Macy, and I welcome you, my sister.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you so much for welcoming me to the show. So today it's Gospel Thursday, and we are going to be doing this thing. We are talking everything music. The song playing now is Lucas Maluma, I think. Yes, Wadira Miholo. Yes. So now we're gonna be talking music from this. I just wanna ask you about this song. What does it mean to you? Like, what do you understand about this song?
Can you hear it? It says, "What is Tabane?" Iring liringa po yalo na.
What is Tabane?
Yes. What is Tabane? He fights for us. Yes, he fights for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's power in this song because it makes a declaration. It is both a song, a declaration, a praise, and a prayer.
Yes.
Because when you say he fights for us, he begins to fight for us indeed. He fights our battle. That is why the Bible says, this battle is not yours. Mm-hmm. This battle is the Lord's. So if you are facing a battle, it may be the battle at work, it may be the battle at home, it may be the battle in the society, in the community, or wherever you are, and I want to tell you something. This battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord's.
Amen.
So it's, yes, Mr. Maluma has written a very powerful song.
Yes. It's prophetic, actually. It's prophetic.
It's very prophetic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very prophetic. So we are going to move on to some music again. We are coming back after the break.
Hallelujah. Now, there's a song that is sung there in Nigeria, and it's sung by a guy called Joe Praise, and it says, everything is blessed. Let me tell you, when you listen to this song, you just cannot walk slow. You cannot walk slow when you listen to this song. You've got to be fast. And you know what? You can't keep on having the grudges and when this song is playing. Just tune in and listen to this song. I tell you, even if you were walking slowly, taking a walk, but when you hear this song, I tell you, you're gonna walk fast.
At the hands of God, they cannot be paralyzed. Say, my eyes, they are the eyes of God. They cannot be blind. in my whole body. It's the temple of God. It cannot go down. It cannot go down. It cannot go down. My hands are blessed. My legs are blessed. My head is blessed. Everything is blessed. My hands are blessed. My legs are blessed. My head is blessed. Everything is blessed. Let me say,
my hands are blessed.
Bye.
back to the show. Yes, we are blessed. We are blessed and we are blessed. We are blessed beyond measure. So now we are going to read the word of God. It's Gospel Thursday. We are doing this thing. We are talking everything music. Call us. Interact with us on social media. So now we are on the word of God from the book of Psalms chapter 1. It's verse 1. We are blessed. It just says, so we are blessed. We are blessed beyond measure. Be comforted this afternoon. We are live. I'm with Pastor Pat. I'm with Gogejo in the studio. And it is happening. It's Music Thursday. Now we are going to take a song and then we are just going to enjoy. You just call us. You talk to us and then we get the show going. That brings hope to the hearts and the souls of people. Welcome back to the show. We are healing. The strings, they heal and they talk. It's Music Thursday. It's Gospel Thursday, actually. We are sharing the word of God. I'm with Pastor Patrick. I'm with Gogejo here. We are talking everything music. I love the song you just played, but I don't know the interpretation of it. Can you just briefly interpret it for us?
Wow. Sitshakadule njengamathole, sitshakadule njengamathole. On other words, harifihla lehodimong, we will be celebrating. You know the calves. There's a cow and it gives birth to a calf.
Yes.
And a calf, when it's full of milk and it's so happy, its mother is here, or maybe its father as well, you know. And then the way it runs showing jubilation, you know. Yachagatula, so itole is the calf.
Okay.
And uchagatula is that celebratory
that
run.
Rejoicing.
That rejoice. Amen.
Oh, buzi buzi, ki gwashayela ni avur na yore. Ake wea mure na rinyogolo pembela liye na. So, ya, so ria jaka tula. Kama kizibu kima zulu, radye vya ni mara ria jaka tula. Kama studio, it is hot. We are with Kokecho. He's joining us right after the song. Fundisi, can you please?
Hey!
You are listening to By the Grace Radio, and the program we are in today is the program that is called Music Heals.
Strings Heals and Talk.
And Talk. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I'm here in the studio. I am with the woman of God, and she's the music minister. How appropriate. And she's a woman of God. She's a preacher of the word. And she's the humble servant of the Master. And I just want to first welcome her again and welcome every listener that has just joined us. You are at By the Grace Radio. And guess what? You can interact with us live in the studio. Let me give you our email address. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. So immediately you can type something, you can ask a question, you can comment, you can have your, you know, a few things to say. And also, you can also interact with us through a WhatsApp. You can actually send us a voice note, or you can send us a text. And our number, our WhatsApp number, I'm just going to give you now. Our WhatsApp number is 1 You've just dialed the right station, the station where that brings hope, and it also brings hope to the hearts and the souls of the people. So you have dialed right, and you are next in line for a miracle. I decree that, and I declare that.
Amen.
Look, I was earlier on, I forgot the number. Guess what? Our number, actually, you can contact us. Our number is 083-289-4658. I'm going to repeat it again. Our number is 083-289-4658. Now, as we enjoy the song that says you are next in line, I just want to understand from you, woman of God, what is music? What is your understanding of music? Where is music coming from, according to your own thoughts?
I'm fun to say, wow, music is life, music is life. So, music, I think it comes from God, eh? It is this beautiful thing, it comforts us. Music is there when you need someone to talk to, but you can't just say anything. You just want something, someone to listen to you, your thoughts and all. Music is there for you when you just want to be alone and with your thoughts. Music is there for you. Music is a comfort, like, but not like God, hey? But yeah, music is there. Music is life.
Is God music?
Not really. God is not. God is love. God is life. Oh,
okay,
God is
okay.
So good.
All right. Now, our voices, they have audio. They have sound.
Mm.
Are our voices music?
Not really. Not really.
Okay. Is wind music?
No, it cannot be. But yes, it can be. Eh? It does carry a message through. Yeah, it can be music.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the birds, when they're crying in the morning, do they make music? Do birds make music?
Yes, they do, but that's their way of communicating.
Do they know? Do they know that they are making music?
No, I don't think they do.
Oh, is it music to us only?
Yes, I think it's music to us only, but I don't know.
Is it music to them?
Not true. I think for them it's just part of communication, but for us it's music. It's nice to listen to them in the morning.
Is that so?
Yes.
All right. Now, I also just want to find out before I let you. We are also in the studio with the man of God, and his name is Gogejo. He is a musical instrumentalist. He plays piano, he plays drums,
yes.
He plays guitar. And
he can sing
as well. And he can, oh, this guy can dance. Yeah, no,
dance.
This guy can dance.
Shibelani, he can dance. Shibelani, he's a guy, but he can do the Shibelani dance.
Yeah, and he's a great comedian. He's a wonderful person to be with. Now, I want to pose the same question to you, man of God. Gokecho, according to you, what is music? Where is music coming from?
Yeah, watele jikamwa by the grace radio rikina bikichene kwa mkakalita mise kili dumelise. This KK Favor Mkansil, the Limpopo's finest comedian. Yeah, kifitile onakamo, Rubber Rich Extension to Midrand, Rubber Rich, yeah. Kiona by the grace, yeah, lewala sanghamwe chikamwa studio seso holo holo samba mwratwa. Africa buroka bophara skala bala ya nakina mutulo mampitulo mutulo tubudela anakwa kufura fureni anakwa bulobedi bulobathaba ya okay Mr Mundebele arekile bekichena kukamuka ke lebuwe this great opportunity mpilongona le Messi mrathu ka mo studio le yena ke mulebuwe ke ri ya okay and let me just answer your question. Nalatiba, okay, jokes aside. Okay, okay, let me start by saying this. The reason for us or rebe mol fasting is to worship God. Okay? Reason yarna rebe mol fasting is to worship God. Ritumisa mudimu ka vibe ya rena ye mudimu a re filenu ye mudimu ne a nyaka because God wile are bulena ke le tisa mo lefaseng le tele ntumise if le opalela ku ka ntumisa nna ke ta raise up the stones tsa ntumisa. So utumisa ola is where music ye wore thomangwe borena.
Okay.
And I can say the music itjwa kuli lirgeni jeri lirgeni kherobim lini ni
je
ngare borna ri khopilana ku di kherobim li serafim je bangwa ba re ba mutumisa bangwa ba muhoshipa wele tsebano the king Lucifer liena it was the one of the angels ba ne ba ine ba lead to praise God, worship guy nini guy nini. It's because why today lerna lerni morally morally influensive Camino is the reason.
Yeah, all right. Now, woman of God, I just want to bring it back to you and say, in your understanding of music, now, is music only meant to worship God?
Not really. No. I cannot say that. I cannot. It'd be wrong of me to say that. But music is used for different things. It is used to heal. Music can heal. So music can comfort you. So we cannot say well, music is meant for worshiping God alone. Yes, we worship God, but we cannot use music to worship God alone. There are some things that need music except for God.
Okay.
Yes.
So in other words, music is not worship, but music can be an instrument or a means to worship.
Yes.
It can be an instrument that is used to offer worship to God.
Yes. It leads you to God. Music brings us closer to God. Yes.
All right. Just as dance.
Yeah, just as dance. You know, my God, I'm the queen of dance. Hey. Oh, my God, you are tuned into the station that brings hope to the hearts and the souls of the people. We are live in studio with Pastor Pat. Okay, Pastor Fesh, okay, and KK Mkans. And then we are going to take a song. I think... Okay, yes, it's from Salmi Sefako. It's Bafone La Modimu. You can listen to this song. It's a very nice song with a powerful message.
Ya go ya le go di mo hey ke e na tsila ya nnete Jesu yo ke e na tsila hey ya go ya le go di mo Jesu.
A phone,
man, Wasa.
You are listening to the station that brings hope to the hearts and the souls of the people. We are live in studio with Pastor Patrick. Now we are going to be talking about instruments. Now we are going to be reading from the book of Psalms 150 from verse 3. It says, Moreteng, okay, it's in Sepedi. Moreteng ka dipalafala, moreteng ka dikgaripa le dikgapa, moreteng ka meropa le megobo, moreteng ka dikwadi le dinaka, moreteng ka masengkana a medumo mebotse, moreteng ka masengkana a magolo. Jotlhe tse di phelago a di rete morena, retang morena. Mfundisi, I just want to talk about this scripture. So it says we should praise God. These are instruments. All of these are instruments. What part do instruments play in worshiping God?
Instruments play a very important part in terms of allowing us an opportunity to focus, to introspect ourselves. You know, the way they are so smooth and the way they bring us to the right key as well. You know, so they help us to focus for the right declaration, for the right type of worship. So they play a very important part to accompany us, to help us in giving God the praise, because sometimes voices get tired.
You know,
sometimes they can lose tune.
Yes, they can.
But
they
when
can.
They are accompanied by instruments. You know, as the Bible says in Psalms 150. I just want to read it in English for the benefit of our international listeners. I'm reading it from the New International Version. You read from verse 1 until verse 3 until 6. So I'm going to read from verse 3 until 6 as well. It says, praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and the pipe. Praise him with the clash of the cymbal. Praise him with the sounding cymbals. Let everything that is breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
and you are still tuned into the station that brings hope to the hearts and the souls of the people. That was Ayanda Ntanzi, day in and day out. You are seated on the throne. He is God and He remains God each and every day. That is why there's this singer, Are Uyinkosi Yamakosi Ungumdali Walomhlaba. So day in and day out, He is seated on the throne. And Riyamubona, kiyena Jesu, kiyena Khosi, kadina kwakamoka. So now we are going to be discussing about we people, we all have different opinions to music. So we're going to be talking bad music, good music, bad singers, good singers. We're going to be discussing if such things exist, such things like bad music and good music. In the studio with Pastor Patrick, he's a worshiper, hey? So he's going to bring us there. He's going to talk about bad and good music. He's going to tell us if such a thing exists. Let us take one song and then we are coming back.
by the Grace Radio, and if you've just joined us, you are with your host, Pastor Patrick Mdebele, and you are also with your host, the Queen of the Airwaves. You are with Mercy Libia. Now, as well in the studio, we have a man of God. This man is a gospel comedian. He's a musician, and he's also a businessman. He's going to join us a bit later on. Now, we're talking music, and the name of the show says...
Heal, strings heal, and they talk, hey?
Yes, music heals, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we want to talk more about music. We want to talk about the fact that, is there bad and good music? First of all, I want to... brand this question like this. I want to say, is there a godly and an ungodly music? Is there an ungodly music?
Oh, wow. okay. I think there is no such, eh? I don't think...
So every music is godly?
Not really, but... okay. Let's put it like this. Mm-hmm. Let's start kari kereking.
Yeah.
But everyone o berekisa ntwe mo berekela wa kere.
All right.
That is the excuse they give maybe when we rebuke them for something.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so let me go to music. Now, that music, everyone has their own favorite.
Okay.
So we cannot say what a music is not godly or whatsoever.
Mm.
Every genre plays a role kara bophelo ba motho.
Okay.
If now I listen to what we call soul music, it means it speaks to me, it comforts me, it does something to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when I'm hurting or something, because most of the time soul music is connected with emotions and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is how it is. I cannot say some music is godly, some is not ungodly, because I think I love music, so I really love music, so I can't judge. I can't say this one is
okay.
good.
Do you listen to other genres such as rock, Afropop, Kwaito, and many others, or do you just strictly listen to gospel?
I do listen to other genres, I do, but my favorite is gospel. I'd rather you give me gospel than any other genre, but I do listen to others when I get the chance. And I find them not really boring or whatsoever. They are also enjoyable, but I prefer gospel.
Okay, so music has influence, right?
Yes, it does have influence on you. It does. Music carries a message.
Okay.
Like, it carries a message, and every song has a message to portray.
To portray.
Yes.
Okay, can music portray bad message?
Yes, it can. It can. It can.
So if music can portray bad message, there's an author of a bad message.
Mm-hmm.
That is the devil. We already know that.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a music that can carry a bad or an evil message, it means there is evil music. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay, you beat me to that. Okay. All right.
Okay, now how do we identify between music which is good for the soul but also for the spirit, and music that is bad for the soul? How do we identify, hey man, this music is not good for me?
Gitaring, let me give an example. There's this genre that I hate so much.
Okay.
Hip-hop. Most of the songs, they are one. So I'd say that one is very ungodly. But for the others, I think they do carry a message. For the other genres, I cannot really criticize them, because some of the songs, they carry a strong message. Like, they do, like, house music. If you ever listen to house music, you listen properly to the lyrics, you'd hear the message that it carries. I cannot really identify ungodly and godly music. Because
okay.
I love music. I love music.
I just also want to bring in the man of God at this time. If you have just joined us, you are at By the Grace Radio Station, and music heals, strings, and talk. Generally, we're talking music today, and we just want to say to you, welcome, 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 Odirilete Rebuse, to come and join us today live on the studio. And you are with your host, Patrick Mdebele, and you are also with your co-host, Mercy Lebia. She's a worshiper. She's a woman of God. She's a preacher. And she's a great cook. Oh, and she's a genius. She's a genius as well. If you can look at her marks when she was still in school. She's still in school, by the way. You know. And we also have on the studio a man who has a career and a gift that makes people laugh. He's a comedian. He's a gospel comedian. And I want to just pose this question to you. I want to pose this question to you, man of God, first of all. Have you heard about the Baragi gospel rap?
Yeah, okay.
Now, Sesi Messi has said it's the music that doesn't really suit her much. What are your thoughts about gospel rap? Can you have a career in gospel rap, and is it something that you would recommend for people to have as a gospel comedian?
In other way, Muruti, I can say this thing is just rap. Yeah, the niggas one.
Yo, man.
Yeah.
God is good. He died for me on the cross. And when I was crossing the road, then the Lord was there to make.
Okay. It's fine. Let's say, Muruti, let me just say this. Immediately, to ask not to over liniga are some just serious because on that industrial music yela unale manzi amanchi asbe good
okay
parental guardian
yeah
so and I can say even though as a Christian I don't encourage anyone because the more you sing or out that music or who sing that music you are preaching the gospel Bible eri re nar letswaila lefase. The more re tsamaya mo pateng ke re ke tsamaya my actions di bulala batho ba bangwe whether ke play gosha ya rap batho ba re ba lebeleje whether ke play a gospel ke tsena in the challenges ke play a gospel batho ba lebeleje someday motho a ikara mathata moya o lefase o bona re no but favor the comedian will have in on this problem ya so but narula le mo gospel ene a tjo mo yona but if you go play a rap like I don't think I can advise anyone to do such ni yeah I don't actually butsi according to batho mentality wa batho ri tshe ri ka mkhwala ore whoever thoma wo pela a rap which means you are full of insultations.
All right. Now, I just want to bring this perspective. You know, sometimes people try to justify things, you know, if they like them. There's now what they refer to as godly adultery.
Mm.
As much as we have something that is called Christian dating, a mixture of a little bit of the world and God, and because it has some few God in it, or some few words of God in it, or some salt of godliness in it, you know, some spice of godliness, then people tend to like it, they tend to justify it, you know. So when it comes to music, you know, when Assis Messi, as you are a musician, if you were to be given an opportunity, let's say, for instance, Sony Music or whichsoever music stable, if they were to give you a chance and say, we've heard you sing and we like the way you sing, but you know what? We have a chance for you to come and record an album, and this is the lifetime opportunity, but we want you to come and record rap, or we want you to record Kwaito, or we want you to come and record soul music or love songs or Afropop or things like that. Would you be in liberty to do that? Would you welcome such a suggestion or such a lifetime opportunity?
We get into the music industry for different reasons, Mfundisi. I believe maybe it might happen or no, I'm poor and I need the money.
You are rich in Christ.
Amen. I'm rich in Christ, but I do need the money. Look at this other sister. She was singing with Jazz Celebration. Mm. Now she's doing jazz. She's doing jazz, but she's still there. Gara, like you, it has to do with discipline, eh?
Okay, so now, but you quoted a verse that says, "Let everything that is breath praise the Lord."
Mm-hmm.
So now, if with the breath you have, with the voice you have, if you no longer praise God through the talent and the gift that He has given you, it means automatically you are praising somebody else, because we said music is praise.
Mm.
So if music is praise, it means it praises something. There is a source of music, and also there it transmits the message to a particular deity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it does not transmit to God, it transmits to another deity. So it's very, very important. This is what we would encourage as the saints, that we must not move away from that which the Lord has created us and made us to do. We were created to worship God.
Mm.
And we should use our talents to give Him the praise. Be it your talent is football, be it your talent is comedy. We've got a young gentleman here on the studio, and he's a gospel comedian. His comedy is clean. He makes people, and we need laughter, by the way. Hey, man, ka kereking rena loba serious man. Hey man, ukare harisal laga kereking ukare noso akora zangwa ba monati man. We are so conditioned to haria kereking sanza uno roller half ya tissue kamuka man, yeah. Toilet paper, because you know, and you're expecting for that moment, you know, that tangible moment of the spirit, and you just want to pour out. And how sal love feel like, hey, kereking no bora,
yeah, hey.
Yeah, so. You are bringing something which is very great. You are bringing in the church gospel comedy.
Yeah.
You know, tell us more about gospel comedy. Is gospel comedy associated with music anyhow?
Yeah, what is the idea of who? Yeah, come on, Kosofaje, Rinaberi, Kosofaja, Nagakilobedu. Okay, but by the grace of Santilaji, let me just say this words. This thing here, the gospel comedians, it's only a rap words. Kintwe tomano ufita moba to nowadays. Cause unana ba tuba ngu awu ya giregeni awu bana ba fita bar bar udi le uda gospel comedian ba makal comedian udo roa na yo udo insult. You see?
Yeah.
Because what's our twir mentality all our gom rao or no. Wherever to move a comedian, which means war one. You see. So for now as I experience that or no, kiseta wa to free, kishoga yona dawa e awai agdaote. Gdal seta free system is lulu kwaji leve.
Oh my God, my God.
Okay. Tell us a joke or two.
No, gidalseta le guadile, ah, no matter what. Utona le this thing murudi. Nagin.
Yes.
Yeah, kutona Ngaibia Benzo. But to basa to mentality all our awu wena a gospel comedian or narudi. Okay, my advice in Twinkal Wujanuna Gore, a gospel comedian, inova mu tunje. Kidono li share laga di verse, but li verse jela ki ali chencha nyana. Yeah, wanyana funny thing nyana.
Okay.
Yeah, agduzuru kawa language share venena.
Yes.
Yeah, irno li chena nyana kwa kumka ratse, ya velo kaba anaba mudimu, kumka rajia mistake omu ngwera ujira udisa mora ulira a joke.
What are some of the mistakes that we do in the church that can turn into a joke but also a lesson at the same time? What are the things that you've noticed as a gospel comedian that we do in the church? For instance, maybe Harry Obela, because we speak about music today
and
the gospel Thursday. So what are the things that you've noticed, you know, that you can use, even though it is a joke, but at the same time you can use to actually teach us?
This joke, ki wiga waga idwela, wherever mogi gianu comedian on, akubiga waga idwela sister Messi, a le a tseba lena a le theology a le theology moletsa wa kosha le shoka
le shoka no just get a song my brother favor
le show a le theology moletsa yeah like o tsana le even yesterday ne ke sa no bolela ka yona ka this song o kere a ko le Mr. Boy this scene murutu fita ka kirekeni ya lena le sa luji le sa ka muka wa thoma hallelujah I said today, I was with my girlfriend. I was with my girlfriend. She kissed me. So I never know to a fit again. Oh, o kimbakise. Or some makise mutio. But even, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, ria katere bos. Listen, what's going on? Is it?
Let's go. glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done.
You are tuned into the station that brings hope to the hearts and the souls of the people. Today we are talking music. It's Gospel Thursday. And a good Latin studio. We are doing the things. We are in studio. We are talking music today. We are talking instrument. Everything to do with music. Now we are going to discuss some of the things that you don't want to, but we are doing the singers, like we are talking, is there anything bad as a bad singer or a good singer? Is there someone who is better than the other? Nah, that is the question we are posing right now. Joining on the conversation, we are on Facebook. Yes, we are on Facebook, and then we are on email info@bythegrace.org, and then you can also WhatsApp us. I forgot the number, but we'll update you later on. But joining on the conversation, you can tune in right now. We are discussing
singers. We are doing the singers, the so-called worshippers. Eh?
Yes, definitely. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Gospel, and it is By the Grace Radio, and you are listening to a wonderful gospel song here on the background. That is, it is the song that is done by a man called Kunle Ayo. And that's the song Ilo Mkenenezo Ouzwayo at the background. Mkenenezo.
Mkenenezo.
Icho icho into. Icho kamnandi kaloku. Icho kamnandi manene namanenekazi. Xa nilalele namhlanje ntambama niyazi into kubana iyatsho into apha emsakazweni. Iyatsho into apha kuma kunomathotholo kaloku. Now we are talking, we are saying music strings, heals and talk. And we are saying, you know, there is power in music, there is influence in music. Maybe you are stuck in traffic. And yes, what is it that is playing? What type of music are you playing? You are playing music, but what type of music are you playing? Now, you can talk to us about music. Is there bad music? Is there good music? You can interact with us. You can write us an email if you are still at the office. Well, if you're still in the office, the time is 5:28. You should have knocked off at 5.
Obvious.
Yeah, by the way, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, and you are with me, Pastor Patrick Mdebele. You are also with our wonderful co-host, the Queen. The Queen. Her name is Mercy Libia. Oh, what a wonderful worship leader. What a wonderful musician. And what a wonderful woman of God. A wonderful preacher as well. And we are also having on the studio, we have the man of God. He's a gospel comedian, and his name is Kokejo. Now, you can interact with us. If you are not at the office and you are stuck in traffic, you can interact with us through WhatsApp. And here is our WhatsApp number. Our WhatsApp number is 083-289-4658. I'm going to repeat it again. Our WhatsApp number is 083-289-4658. If you are an international listener, you can just say 0027-83289-4658. I'm going to repeat it again. You can just say 0027, which is the international code for South Africa. 0027-83289-4658. You are listening to By the Grace Radio. So, we're talking about musicians. We're talking about singers in the church. And we want to find out, are there bad singers and good singers? Is there anything called bad worship in the church? Can anybody just lead worship in the church? Or is there selected people that should sing in the church? You know, some people must, hey man, hey. Yeah, when they sing though. You know, we get in the spirit, and they really take us to God in praise. And other people, we just feel like, did they force you to go there? So we want to talk about that. Interact with us. Send us a voice note on WhatsApp. Send us a message. Even on Skype, you know. We are available there on Skype. By the Grace, in other words, it's BTGM Radio. That's our Skype. BTGM Radio. If you're on Skype, you can send us a call. You can give us a call, or you can give us a video call. We'd like to see you.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
It's a bad hair day, yeah. But we'd like to see you anyway. So we're talking music.
Yes, we're talking music.
You know, and we are Christians, so obviously we're talking gospel music most of the time, and we're talking gospel ministers in song. Are there bad and good gospel ministers? What is your take, woman of God?
It's a difficult one. I don't think they are, Mara. Some of them just deserve to sit down, hey. That wasn't me, hey. It was Pastor Pet who said that.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm not saying I'm a good singer or anything, Mara. Guys, sometimes you just have to know yourself and just take a chill pill and then sit down and then just listen to others. You can just give a musical item if need be. But it is not everyone who can stand there and lead worship. Especially, ukasi leader batho ba khona ngo opela. More like, give example, gabo Bishop Benjamin Dube. You cannot just go there and sing. And then and sing and just sing and then and just sing. He's a music guru, like.
Okay, miss. Yeah, let me just right. ask you this question.
Yeah.
It's fine. As you said, Okasi leader the.
Those who know better.
The boss. So what about the Kamukire again? Baba Hona no ka opela. Vare hanye chavare kolela, like you see. I don't know, opela, hey, today, wakoma, like you see. So, what must I do?
I don't have a good voice, but I'm available. She has a good voice, he has a good voice, but wakoma, he's mean.
You know, he
values himself too much. He's selfish with the gift that God has given him. So, I'm here, I'm available with my very bad voice.
So, what must I do?
Okay. Motility, but Shapila, but I'm gonna get back at them. I don't think there's anyone who can just sit down and then I can't go up and net for control. No, not at all. It doesn't happen like that. There is a reason behind every action, brother. Go get your people may not talk, but there are things that make them sit down. I know when a brother go get your okay, you cannot sing, you want to sing again, but we always want to help you, but you don't seem to want our help. What should we do? You just talk to us anyhow. Should we stay there and listen to you always telling us whatever you want to say, but you know you cannot do something? It is more like people who can sing again. How shy jaba ukwa kapela never about zenche moye never.
But
no but talk about what better and good music. Okay, it might be from the heart. It might be music to God. Yes, it happened. But it is good to give us some good music, Shem. It is good music. Wa attractor music. Some people Greek and but
of course, the book of all of them. And they were skilled in music for the Lord. You know, they numbered to 288. Young and old alike, teacher as well as the students. They were trained. So we believe that it's very, very important if you're a musician in the church, that it's either you are trained and approved to be a musician. If you are not a trained musician, you know, but if you are not skilled and you are not trained, some people are trainable. Some people are skillable, and some people need to go and find out what are their other talents. You know, so it's very, very important. It's very, very important
very
to know your
important, yes.
Because sometimes you may have passion for music whilst you actually don't have the gift of music. And in the church, we really need the people that have the skill. We need the people that are trained.
For you, you can sing for this. I've heard you. I work with you all the time. But others, you know, just because I'm a pastor, it means I can sing.
Well,
it's an embarrassment.
Wait. But when I've got this song in my heart, and really I feel that, you know, if I can just have a note with this song, I know the moving of the Spirit will move
in
the
direction
of the song.
Give this song to another person. Give it to another person so that they can sing that song. Give them the tune and all. Yes, don't you? It's quite embarrassing. Like, it's quite. And horrible, Lela. But not jealous. It's not jealous. Just that it's just not the gift. Is just there is anointing, yes, but the gift it's lacking.
Okay.
Can I answer you, Missy?
Yes.
I think let me just say this. I'm no longer a comedian now. I'm a pastor. I'm answering.
Yes, in most studio, otakwa wena uno tshele cha fela.
Hey, Lord, you are the Lord.
To By the Grace Radio, music, strings, healed and talk. And indeed, music heals and it talks. Now, here in the studio, I am Pastor Patrick Mdebele, and you are also listening to a wonderful lady here in the studio. She is the queen of the airwaves, and her name is Mercy Libia.
Evangelist.
Thank you so much. You are listening. O le tshelete monyana wa kwa bolobedi boloba thaba khadi ya diphuti batho ba modimo ke nna wa lebeya ke nna mogwadu ba batho ke nna setsega mollo dikgolo tsa ka ka hora yo ke bolobedi wa o felelela. Ah, you are listening to the station that brings hope to the hearts and the souls of the people. O tshelete station sa o tlisetsa tshepo pelong ah le moyeng wa hao. Today we are talking music. It is Gospel Thursday. Good lead. And someone just joins us now. Get to the president. How? And then we are gonna just give him one question. Oh my God! We are playing this ambush show. I get it. We are ambushing people today. So we are gonna be talking to Pastor Mama Bula right now. He's gonna join us in 2 minutes. He's just getting ready right now, and we are gonna take a song.
Yeah.
Radio, the station that is so filled with life, the station that is so filled with an awesomeness, with litness.
Okay?
It is the station that brings hope. It brings hopes to the hearts and the souls of the people. If you have just joined us, you have just landed at By the Grace Radio. And here in the studio, you are with Pastor Patrick Ndebele. You are also with your co-host. Her name is Ceci Messi. Levia, bariki yena mo
evangelina wa kwa bulobedi ku loba thaba ai rantsa ku khensa mingiseri wa mina enkari wa ku chaisa ri dovona na ngari nwe duva vathu ndi ani funa nga manda. Continue listening to us on By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and the souls of the people. It is Gospel Thursday. Now we are gonna knock on, hey, Pastor Pedro is going to say a few words. Coco is going to say a few words. And then I'm going to be the last one to say goodbye.
Oh, yes. Now, you have been listening to us, and we really enjoy that. We appreciate that. Keep on listening to us. Now, the last show is going to come in. And you know what the name of the show is?
No.
Time
you don't
to
know.
Meditate.
Time to meditate.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And Pastor John is in the studio. He has just arrived. He's looking yellow and black. He's looking good. I don't know, Karkili Sandawana. Yeah, Kena Mutepe. And you know what? We are very excited to have him. By the way, he is the founder of the station. He's the visionary of By the Grace Radio. And he's going to be taking over from 6 o'clock moving forward. And we're going to enjoy the show together with him. Now, we were listening and talking about music today. Music heals, strings and talk. And guess what? We are also with a gospel musician. We are also with a gospel comedian as well. He's a gospel musician and a gospel comedian. And his name is Gokejo, a very funny man. Now, I want to say this. You might be stuck in traffic. You might be at home, wherever you are. And you listen to music. You've got your favorite songs and things like that. Now, I want to tell you this as my closing remarks. Not every music is good music.
Mm-hmm.
You must listen to music that gives you or that allows you or that transports you, that transmits you to be closer to God. Don't just listen to every music. There's good music and there's junk music. Now, you must make sure that you are breathing in right type of music, or rather you are ingesting the right type of music. You know, because if you are injecting yourself with wrong type of music, you are basically injecting yourself with wrong influence.
Hmm.
Now, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says there's power in influence.
Amen.
There's power on the type of people that you associate with.
Mm.
You associate with people through music. You associate with people on TV. You associate with people at work. So there's power in association.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bad company corrupts good character.
Yes. Mm.
So it's very, very important that the type of company, the musical company that you keep, it's good music. Now, in your shelf, in your USB, in your SD card, is there good music there? Is it good company or bad company? If it's bad company, delete it. Hey. There's a delete button there. Delete that music. And start listening to good music. Music that is building you up. The music that brings you closer to God. The music that leads you to worship and praise. Praising the Master and the King of Kings. So, in a parting shot, I just want to say to you, enjoy music and listen to the right type of music.
Jesus.
by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and the souls of the people. And you know what? It has been awesome. We are just about to sign off. If you're listening to us here and you've just joined us, this is By the Grace Radio, and you are with your co-host Patrick Mdebele, also with Mercy Libia and the gospel comedian, and his name is Gokejo. Time is 5:55 p.m. This is Central African time. We're just about to sign off, and we just want to say we love you so very much. We appreciate you. As you are playing music, remember, play the right type of music. Associate yourself with the right type of music. Don't associate with the wrong music, because you are feeding your spirit, your soul, and your body with wrong things. But feed your spirit, feed your soul, feed your body, feed your ears with the right type of music. Listen to the music that brings you hope. Listen to the music that brings you faith. Listen to the music that makes you to want to worship God. That wants you to kneel down on your feet and pray. Now, I just want the man of God here, Gokejo, the gospel comedian, to just give us some few words, the parting remarks. Man of God, I just want to give you these 2 minutes right now and say, what are the things that you would like to leave the listeners with? You know, what are your parting remarks. Hey, yeah.
You know, let me last you see, man. So, Messi, can you lily Zella before I say something?
Wow. Yeah, see, baby, see, ready, tune. Me, wa mani, wa vi, afa, toa, ya, ye, ki, na, by the grace, radio, ewe, le, bun, kozo, fa, che, ku, kozo, fa, che, kozo, fa, che, na, kana, musiki, sa, su, hulu, hulu, sa, mama, radio, Africa, bu, rogabo, para, ya, by the grace, radio, anamo, Midrand, Robert Rich, extension 2, mahayesu, rabona, litse, ni, kataba, varane, la, tawa, le, tuile, gichena, uka, mga, kilita, mise, kele, le, buwe, for this great opportunity, ele, refile, uyona, le recordele de ya ga kloveru le recordele de ra pusha ra ba ra fita mo we le nebele le thuile ga mukowe ke re ke jene go ngwa ke Patrick bo go kana go ula ule ga kwa awa le Messi go kana go ula matswe bo lobere bo lobatsa ba kana go ta se dasi awa lo bona ke re ke ba le buo ke le bo le bu mama bulo e mama bulo wa le Johnny ya lo bona ke ba don ke jene go ngwa ke ba tamise ke ba le buo ke ra wa yo ke na KK favor de Limpopo's finest comedian, bona mo Oscar Lavala. Even today, still my birthday, Oscar Lavala. Customer is always right. Yeah, even the comedian is always right. Yeah, don't forget that, Oscar Lavala. Come tomorrow, Rdoja Keke ona mo. Yeah, Oscar Lavala, even on Friday, tomorrow is Friday, yeah, it's Friday. Tomorrow.
Yes, we are meeting in Lenasia.
Lenasia, yeah, Tembali, Gardaganin, Onanaku, the soul winning campaign. Yeah, the Artaganan of Taka Sunday, on the way, the way, because of Fajo, because of Fajo, because of Faja. My swearing given monsieur, Lataba le Twile, Litabari Felu Fella Nagoyori Hanea, Kijeno Gomakilita Missigil Labogir. No, Lilizella, Messi, Lilizella. Wow!
Nem chichele suangali kwa tamori wa watu wote wanti chichele sao karadio. Yeah, by the grace today, I love you so much. I love you. Tomorrow we are meeting. Tembali the text to rank from 6 o'clock. It is on. Kuzo balit si sobe si jam. I'ma get down. I'ma wash. Oh my God. Hey, iguara, iguara. We are gonna dance. Just join us tomorrow and then let your life be changed. And haritsa maikadiro tsa o tshwara rena ke when you come there, just come there. Uli free. Ska tla tshela tsa o tla o rekadi ntho tshela tsa manelo fela. We thank you so much for joining us. Bye bye.
Now we leave you with this wonderful song. it says faithful God, and it's sung by a man of God, David G. God is faithful. Don't ever forget that. God is faithful. It does not matter what you are going through. Maybe the day was not well at work. Maybe things are not well at home. Maybe things are not well in your neighborhood. But I want to tell you something. God is faithful. Now, as we sign off, goodbye.
Faithful God. Oh.